弟兄姐妹平安。
Greetings to all。
我们感谢主的恩典，我们继续我们今年的主题，得更丰盛的生命。
Please Lord, we're going to continue the theme that we started this year to have abundance in life.
我今天的主题呢是引到生命的活泉。
The topic today is the living fountain leading to life.
在开始以前，我们再读一些的经文，《民数记》第二十一章。
Let's go to Numbers, chapter 21.
如果你手中有圣经的话，我是希望你能够打开你的圣经，不是只是一直看这个上面的那个 screen。
So it's better to open our Bible.
民数记二十一章八到九节
Verse 8 and 9
翻到的话我们一起来读民数记二十一章第八到第九节民数旧约的民数记
Chapter 21 Verse 8 and 9
耶和华对摩西说你制造一条火蛇挂在杆子上凡被咬的一万这蛇就必得活摩西便制造一条铜蛇挂在杆子上凡被蛇咬的一万这铜蛇就活了
The Lord said to Moses make a snake and put it on a pole anyone who is bitten can look at it and live so Moses made a bronze snake and put it up on a pole then when anyone was bitten by a snake and looked at the bronze snake they lived
16节到17节
16 and 17
以色列人从那里起行到了比尔从前耶和华吩咐摩西说召聚百姓我好给他们水喝说的就是这井当时以色列人歌唱说井啊涌上水来你们要向这井歌唱
From there they continued on to Beer the well where the Lord said to Moses gather the people together I will give them waterThe Israel sang a song, spring up a well, sing about it.
感谢主，我们呀，再有一点的祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们把下面的信息的时间恭敬交在你的手里。
Lord, we put the worship time in your hand.
但愿主，你借着今天再一次把这个活水的泉源，主啊，引到我们的当中。
Oh Lord, take the spring living water to us today.
也把我们带到活水的泉源。
Take us to this living spring.
但愿这井能够涌上水来。
Oh, we pray the well will well up.
使我们能够向着你来歌唱。
So we can sing to you.
祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
刚才弟兄给我们同我们一起读了约翰福音的第四章，是我们非常熟悉的。
We read John chapter 4.
那么在我们开始第四章之前我们看见说这里在第三章的时候主耶稣在那里告诉我们说摩西怎样在旷野举蛇人子也照样被举起来
So in chapter 3 we actually read how Moses raised up the snake in the desert and Jesus will be lifted up as well
叫一切信他的都得生命
Whoever believes in him will have the eternal life
所以呢当我们要分享今天这个活水的井的时候我们要知道说有一件事情就是第三章的那个举起来的铜蛇
So in order for us to better understand chapter 4 in John it's better for us to recall chapter 3 the snake
所以民数记那个次序是很清楚的
So the numbers in numbers is very clear to us
它是给我们看见那个活那个举起来的铜蛇之后下面就讲说井啊涌上水来
Yeah, after we see the snake, we see a well up.
所以这个次序你就看见说，若不经过各个他，你就不可能来到五旬节。
So that means if we don't go through the Golgotha, we're not going to get a Pentecost.
所以你就这个就给我们看见说，我们今天能够得到活水的泉源，那是因为我们的主为我们挂在十字架上。
So we can see for us to get the living water, it is truly because the crisis has been lifted up.
刚才姐妹一句祷告，我是很感动。
The prayer I was so touched.
但愿主真是在这些年间不断的兴起各家来。
Yes, our Lord will lift up more families during these days.
那我很感恩看见邓斌弟兄站在这里第一次这样的服侍，我里面充满了喜乐。
I'm so grateful to see Brother and Deng Bin standing up here to serve.
真的是我们每一家，不管是我们个人还是我们家庭，我们都需要这个活水的泉源，好使这个井能够涌上水来。
Each individual or as well as our family, we all need this living water to well up.
我们知道这个撒玛利亚妇人这个故事，我们大家都很熟。
We're familiar with the Samaritan woman's story.
而且要讲的话是很多。
So many things to cover.
那可以从很多方面来分享，但是我就选择三个方面。
I'm going to focus on three aspects.
在这个在这个 screen 上有可以看得很清楚。第一方面是讲到恩典的必须。
So the first item is it is a must to have the grace.
第二是生命的活泉，第三是敬拜的生命。
Second is the spring, living spring of life. The third one is the life to worship.
啊，感谢主，我们知道说有一件。我不管大家承不承认一个事实，就是今天整个的人类哈，也就是说，在我们的里面都有一种共同的莫名其妙的那个缺乏感。
You may agree or not agree, but really, it's so common to see that we have a lot of insufficiency in us.
有的时候你会觉得是这个事情应该是如此，但是它并不是如此。
Sometimes you wish something to turn out this way, but it did not turn out that way.
你可以非常的努力，你也可以有付上许多的代价，你觉得说你应该得到那件东西。
You worked so hard, you thought you deserved that, but you did not get it.
有的时候你可能并不会得到。
You may not have to get that.
甚至有的时候你得到的时候，那个东西最终会停留在那个缺乏感上面。
Even if you get that, you still feel the insufficiency.
就是我们天然的生命它总是有一个缺失，那就是说最终的结果一切都是失望跟挫败。
So eventually we will continue to feel despair.
这就是缺乏永远生命的那个明证。
That is the true fact about insufficiency.
所以呢，我们看见说今天人如果是在物质的外面，或者是在那个刚才我们读过的那个妇人讲过，我们两次提到我们的祖宗，我们的祖宗，或者是你是在那个传统那个遗传的里面的话。
So if you live in the world, you live with material, or live with how our ancestors or tradition guided us.
结果都不能解决人的干渴。
It's not going to resolve our thirsty.
你就是一直像这个妇人一样跑那么远去打水。最后呢，你还是长久的要忍受里面的干渴。
If you work so hard and travel just like this Samaritan woman to get water, you will continue to be thirsty.
那么这个是我们今天人类所共同面临的问题，那到底怎么解决呢？
This is the issue we all face today. How are we going to resolve this?
在这个创世纪第四十一章那里，我们都很熟悉法老做了一个梦。
In Genesis, we all know that the Pharaoh had a dream.
那个梦就是有七头又干瘦又丑陋的母牛上来。
So there are seven ugly and thin cow.
那个从尼罗河上来，把那个七只又肥壮又美好的母牛把它吃尽了。
And they swallowed the seven beautiful and healthy cows.
你就看见说盗贼来，他就是偷窃、杀害、毁坏。
We can see thief came, they come and destroy.
这个世界他所给我们的就是这个样子。
This is the world what the world gave to us.
法老跟他的自然根本是没有办法去解决的。
Pharaoh and his whole team and nature cannot handle this at all.
那何况我们今天想要去解决这个难处吗？
Let us know how we can resolve our issues today.
这是唯有一个解决的方案。
There is a solution.
主耶稣说：“我来了，叫人得生命。”并且得的更丰盛。
So we get the life and more abundantly.
所以旧约中有一个人物最能够代表主耶稣的就是约瑟。
So Joseph was really the representative.
所以今天刚才我们读到主耶稣来到这个撒玛利亚的时候，那里给我们告诉说，这正是雅各给约瑟的那块地。
So when Jesus came to the Samaritan woman for the water, it was really the plot that Jacob gave to her and his son Joseph.
所以我们看见这个。能这个干渴的那个事实。
So we can see the fact of being a feeling thirsty.
那么在这样的情况之下，我们需要什么？
What we need to resolve that.
这也就是第一点，我们看见说恩典的必须。
That is the first item. It is a must to have His grace.
我们何等需要主耶稣基督那个完全的爱。
We need His complete love.
第三章，主耶稣爱那，主耶稣把那个用把那个得生命重生那个真理告诉了尼哥底母。
In chapter 3, Jesus told Nicodemus the truth to regain life.
主爱尼哥底母。
Jesus loved Nicodemus.
难道只是因为尼哥底母是在犹太人的是犹太人的官，在社会上有地位有知识吗？
Was that because Nicodemus had great social status?
不管如此，主今天也爱撒玛利亚人。
No, Jesus loved the Samaritans as well.
所以我们感谢主，撒玛利亚人，我们知道说他是在那个时代的里面是被犹太人弃绝的。
So we know Samaritans in those days they were not accepted by Jews.
所以他，我们知道所有犹太人呢，他们如果说要从加利利来到犹太，或者从犹太地往加利利去，他们就是不会经过撒玛利亚的。
We know that Jews, when they travel, they would not really go through Samaria.
他们如果像主耶稣这次从犹太到加利利的话，他们正常的路都是说会过了约旦河，然后再往北，然后走到加利利去。
So from Judea to Galilee, they would go through Jordan River and arrive there by avoiding the Samaritan area.
那这里给我们看见说，当这个这个法利赛人就说看见说耶稣收门徒施洗呢比约翰还要多。
So people say that Jesus baptized more people than John the Baptist.
其实不是，圣经告诉我们说，其实不是主耶稣他受洗，是他的门徒受洗。
So it was truly done by Jesus' disciples.
就是你就看见这里有个冲突。
There's a conflict in the message.
但是主耶稣避开他们。
But Jesus avoided that.
约翰是把人引到主耶稣面前。
And John Baptist led people to Jesus.
约翰就是做招待的。
John was the messenger.
像做招待的，像就把人带进来而已。
Like usher.
对，就把人带到主面前，也把人引到生命的活泉。
And take people to the living water as well.
但是以色列那个法利赛人拒绝他。
But Pharisees rejected him.
当这样子情形的时候，主耶稣就说又往加利利去的时候，圣经告诉我们说必须经过撒玛利亚。
So when Jesus traveled to Galilee, it was a must he has to pass Samaritan area.
他要走一条人不愿意走的路。
He's going to take a journey that no one wants to take.
这个必须不是地理上的必须。
So this must is not about geography.
这个必须乃是恩典的必须。
It's about the grace.
是充充满满的有恩典。
It's the fullness in the grace.
诗歌说他不能救自己。
So he cannot save himself.
必须死在独楼地。
The master is at the,
他必须要成全公义。
He has to fulfill the, justification.
你看 我每次读到圣经中多次提到这个必须这个字。
And it has been mentioned multiple times in the Bible too, about the word of must.
我想这个必须怎么用在神的儿子身上呢？
So how to apply the word of must onto the Son of God?
神的儿子是完全自由意志的。
Say that again, please.
完全有自由意志，没有人可以指他要做什么。
The Son of God has his own will.
你看他说，人子必须受许多的苦，然后被长老、祭司长、文士弃绝，被杀害，第三天复活。
The Son of Man has to go through all the tortures and be killed.
人子必须被交在罪人的手里。
He has to be turned into the hands of the sinners.
他说：“父啊，倘若可行的话，叫这个杯能不能撤去
？”Lord, can you take away this bitter cup?
但是如果是必须的话，我愿你顺服。
But if it is a must from you, I am willing.
你就看见这里的必须哦，是看见说主耶稣基督的那个温柔，主耶稣基督的那个顺服。
So we can see the humbleness and the obedience from Jesus.
是因为我们这个罪人的顽梗、悖逆、不愿意顺从。
It's because of the disobedience from all the sinners.
所以主耶稣选择必须。
So Jesus chose to obey the must.
我们实在是要感谢神。
We're grateful.
当我们的主来到这个撒玛利亚的时候，我们知道下面的故事很清楚给我们看见。他就来到这个井旁。
So we truly know the story that when Jesus came to Samaritan, he came to the well.
这个恩典给我们看见说他也要成就旧约的雅各还有旧约的摩西的预言。
Yeah, this story is going to truly fulfill the prophets from Moses and Joseph.
我们知道在创世纪里面雅各有给约瑟祝福。
So we know in the Genesis, Jacob blessed his son Joseph.
说到约瑟是多结果子的树枝。
So Joseph is like a fruit vine.
是多结果子的枝子。
Yeah, branches to produce fruit.
然后给我们看见说，所有天上的福，地里所藏的福，还有生产奴养的福。
He gets all the blessings from the heaven and the earth.
甚至是远射的山林，地自己的边界。
The blessing really comes from the ends of the earth.
摩西那个在生命记三十三章那里给我们看见说地里所藏的泉水还有天上的宝物和甘露。
Yeah, in Deuteronomy it also says Moses really got all the blessings.
还有很多很多月亮的宝物啊，还有那个太阳晒熟的太阳月亮养成的宝物晒太阳养成的太阳晒熟的美果，还有很多很多，我们读的时候都感觉哇，真的是太美了。
When we read the details in the verses, we can see it's so beautiful to see all the blessings listed in there.
但是这些的预言，这些的祝福，你去读圣经，整个的旧约历史，我们知道说，在北国，就是以法莲支派所代表的北国，其实呢，他们并没有应验。
And if we truly read the details in the Old Testament, all these prophets were not actually fulfilled.
甚至在罗伯安的时代，北国跟大卫家裂开之后，他们当中没有一个王是神所喜悦的。
And in the old days, there was no king that was pleased by Lord.
北国
that means pleased Lord.
北国以色列最代表的就是以法莲。
I'm sorry, it's getting challenging.
其实以法莲就代表以色列国。
Yeah, Ephraim is representative of Israel.
结果他们在政治上，在宗教上，反而成为这个犹大国的一个对立的情形。
So they're opposing from each other politically and religiously.
结果在约瑟这块地上是最早他们被亚述帝国所灭掉。
So it was destroyed by Assyria.
那我们要问说，那摩西的预言？跟雅各的祝福到底怎么成就呢？
So how to fulfill the Moses prophet and the blessing that Joseph received?
那感谢赞美主，这个应验要应验有一天就为真约瑟来。
And we're going to wait and for the true Joseph to come.
当这位真约瑟，这位主耶稣来的时候，你看见所有的这些的祝福，所有这些的预言都成就在耶稣基督的身上。
So when Jesus comes, all the prophets will be fulfilled.
就耶稣基督能够带进那个永远的宝物，还有地里所藏的泉水。
Only Jesus Christ can bring us all the blessings.
因此这个缘故，恩典是必须的。
Because of him, it is must to have his grace.
那当我们的主来到这个撒玛利亚这个地方的时候，我们的主看我是故事就不愿多讲了，好，大家都很熟悉。我们的主说。人若渴了，可以来我这里喝。
So Jesus told us at the well, if you're thirsty, you can drink my water.
我所赐的水要成为，要在他我喝我所赐的水就永远不渴。
Drink the water from me, you will not be thirsty again.
我所赐的水在他里面要成为泉源，而涌到永生。
Become a spring to our eternal life.
这个妇人呢，她一直在做一件事情，就是一直来这么远打水。
This woman had been keeping doing one thing to travel this far to get water.
但是那个水一直没有解决她的干渴。
But the water did not resolve her problem.
因为她缺乏那个永远的生命。
Because he lacked the eternal life.
主耶稣也告诉这个妇人。你的缺乏就是在生命的这个点上缺失的。
Jesus told her, you feel that you have the sense of lack because you have insufficiency in your life.
在约翰福音第七章也告诉我们说，人若渴了可以到我这里来喝，信我的人要从他的腹中，就是从他的里面流出 活水的江河来。
Yeah, Jesus told us, if you're thirsty, come to me, because you're going to get the spring of water from me.
我所赐的水就是告诉我们，你要能够得到生命。
My water is going to give us life.
如果能够从它里面能够流出活水的江河，那是更丰盛的生命。
Because when we get the water and have the spring from that, that's the abundance we're looking for.
所以呢，以这个生命作为我们的根基，我们才能够真正的问题得到解决。
So if we put this as the foundation of our life, it's going to truly resolve our issues in life.
你想要与主有交通，跟他联合吗？
Do you want to have fellowship with Jesus and Lord?
生命的原则来支配。
That's the principle of life.
约翰告诉我们说，在约翰一书，我们好不好读一读？约翰一书第一章。
First John.
一到四节。
1:1-4.
我读给大家好了。论到从起初原有的生命之道，就是我们所听见、所看见、亲眼看过、亲手摸过的。这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过，现在又做见证，将父原与父同在，且显现于我们的那永远的生命传给你们。我们将所看见、所听见的传给你们，使你们与我们相交。我们乃是与父并他的儿子耶稣基督相交的。我们将这些话写给你们，使你们的喜乐充足。
English on the screen.
好。
Do you want me to read?
OK, 好，那就可以。所以我们看见说，这个生命最基本的是能够交通，能够通。
So we can see the fundamental thing about life is to have the fellowship.
我们看见说，约翰他心中的负担就是愿意把这个生命交通给我们。
So we can see the burden in John is to communicate this life to us.
你有这个生命为基础，那我们才能够讲到侍奉。
Yeah, once we have this fundamental life, we can talk about how to serve.
我们不是，我们，你要侍奉神吗？是生命的原则来支配的。
Yeah, if we need to serve the Lord, it is based on the principle of life.
侍奉不是说靠着我们的聪明的头脑、天然的能力。
To serve is not based on our talents.
侍奉乃是要求我们里面有神圣的生命。
It requires us to have the true life.
保罗告诉我们说，神乃能够照着他在我们里面运行的大力。
And Paul said, Jesus is going to give us power in us.
他这个大力就是里面的活水的泉源。
The big power is the living water.
充充足足的成就一切。
To fulfill everything abundantly.
能够超过我们所求所想的。
Surpass what we expect.
你看见说，这里乃侍奉乃是生命活水的流露。
So the service actually the overflow of the life in us.
今天是不是冷气没有开啊？
Do we have a cool air in here?
好热。你要更丰满的认识什么？
We do need to know Jesus more.
To 认识他，生命在他里头。
Life is from him.
这生命就是人的光。
The life in him is our light.
当生命在我们的里面，它不受拦阻，不受打岔，能够自由运行的时候。
When the life is in us, it's not being disturbed. It can just control us, take over us.
那么这生命呢，它本身一定会产生光的。
The light itself can produce light to us.
我们对于主的认识，我们就能够渐渐的增长。
Our understanding to Jesus can grow.
这样的一个神的儿女呢，他呢就是自由的，是透明的。
And we can be free to be his children.
是清楚的，是有力量的。
Because we are clear about his principle and we have power from him.
甚至没有偏见，也没有怀疑。
We do not have any doubts about him.
也不会有争执，也不会不顺从。
We don't have to debate or argue or not obey him.
这个光啊，在我们里面就会越过越透明。
The light will be stronger in us.
这就是你能够更丰盛的来认识他。
This is how we know him more abundantly.
坦诺因为我们不顺从，
if we don't obey him,
我们倘若有所保留，
if we have something to preserve and keep to us,
背逆他，阻挡他，
and don't follow him or even obstruct him.
你就立刻就发现有两件事情会发生的。
Very quickly, I'm going to see two things happening.
第一，就是生命的停顿。
At first, our life will be gone.
因为你把那个生命的源头，就是那个活水，把它那个源头给塞住了。
Because we stop the source of the water.
你就发现生命一停顿，你在对于主的认识上立刻就昏暗了。
And you can see your understanding to Jesus will get dim.
你可以祷告，你可以读经，可以聚会。
We can pray. We can fellowship.
你也可以在聚会中分享主的话。
We can still continue to fellowship.
但是会变成空洞，而且变成没有光。
But everything will be empty without light.
都就是许多的时候，还有一种情形呢，很可怕的，就是说，当这种昏暗在人的身上的时候，你看见弟兄姐妹就想避开他。
And another thing that is not good is when we have this dim thing in us, when we see our brothers, we just want to be avoiding them.
特别如果看见牧师的话，更想避开他。
Especially when I see pastor, I'm going to keep distance away from him.
这是因着我们人的不顺从，那个你看在人的里面的活水的泉源一堵住的话，就是这样情形。
This is the effect when we are disobedient and the source of the water is turned off.
结果生命的光消失的话，整个人就落在属灵的黑暗跟属灵的死亡里面。
After the light of the life is gone, we live in darkness.
我上个礼拜祷告会的上个星期五查经聚会的时候，我就分享到一点。
Last Friday at our fellowship, I had a sharing.
我在准备这个信息的时候，我一直在主面前祷告，结果呢，我跟孔慧就起了争执。
I was preparing for today's message, and then there was a debate between me and my wife.
都是因为那些小小家里的孩子的事情。
All about family matters.
我的讲话可能就说目的是对的，但是方法就不对。
I think my purpose was good, but I delivered in a bad way.
心意是好的，但是讲话的态度不对。
My intention was good, but my attitude was really bad.
结果，但是我一直要坚持那个对的那一面。
I was insisting on this.
但是没有注意到自己的态度。
I did not even notice that I was hurting.
结果呢，就造成争执的很厉害。
And I triggered this big debate.
然后就不讲话了，两个就不讲话了。
And then we stopped talking to each other.
那里面那个活水立刻就止住了。
The living water was turned off right away.
立刻就落在那个昏暗的里面。
We went into darkness.
这是你我都可能有的经历，都很能够理解我在讲什么的。
We probably all have this experience, and you know what I was going through.
但是圣经告诉我们说，那个不可含怒到日落，你日落一定要赦免啊。
But Bible says, do not take this to the end of the day.
一定要恢复啊。
We have to restore the relationship.
那感谢主，那星期五的时候，那个日落之前，我们是的确恢复了，感谢主恩。
Thank Lord, at Friday end of the day, we reconciled.
那我这个事情也交通在这个聚会的里面，我也交通出来。我想这个过了，结果到了星期六又开始发生。
Well, we had this Friday and unexpected Saturday, it reoccurred again.
那个吵得也更厉害。
It was even worse.
但是我真的想，我那个时候就想说，我真的是从星期五那个时候我就想说，我要告诉高弟兄，我这个礼拜不讲了。
Even from the very beginning, I was thinking about calling Robert. I'm not going to give the message today.
因为我碰到了属灵的死亡。
Because I was frustrated.
那你碰到属灵的死亡，你怎么讲到呢？
Because I do not feel this Holy Spirit. How am I going to deliver the message?
第一反应就是说，消极一面，我跑掉了。
So my first response is I'm going to flee away.
但是怎么跑啊？这件事情很难的。
But how can I run away from this?
因为我已经把纲要啊，把些准备的东西都已经发出去给，都告诉那个邓斌啊，还有熊丽他们。
Yeah, so the team has been preparing for today's message.
你不能到明天开始要讲到了，今天说不讲吧。
So you should not be really telling the team you are not going to be doing this.
那这信息又准备到讲到这个活水，但是我立刻就没有活水了。
However, the problem is I do not feel the living water.
但是感谢主，主还是把用他的手紧紧来握住我。
But praise the Lord, He did not let me go.
因为我只有一点点的力量。
Because I'm so weak.
但是但凡有一点点的力量，我都要抓住它。
But even if I'm so weak, I have only minimum strength, I do want to hold him.
感谢主，是略有一点点的力量，当我们愿意抓住主的时候，他的大能的手紧紧的抓住我。
So when we still have the minimal energy, if we want to hold his big hand, he will hold us.
结果，感谢主，星期六到昨天晚上，我们真的啊和好，真的恢复。
Praise Lord, yesterday we truly reconciled.
那我也承认我自己的态度不对，各方面上。
I apologize to my wife.
需要，真的是需要有更多的学习。
I do need to study his words and wisdom better.
结果感谢主，你只要这个把那个塞住的那个地方，哈、啊，把它清除，跟主耶稣基督那个活水能够接上去的话，那生命的泉源立刻就流入。
So if we work to remove the obstruction in the pipe and connect with the spring, our life will come back.
虽然这个撒玛利亚妇人跟主耶稣讲到这个，主耶稣跟他之间讲到活水的问题的时候，撒玛利亚妇人立刻就转移这个话题，就移到这个关于敬拜的事。
So we can tell that the Samaritan woman purposely changed the subject when Jesus was talking about the living water. He switched the topic, how to worship. She switched the topic, how to worship.
那主耶稣就告诉他，叫你的妇人来。
And Jesus said,
叫你的丈夫来。
Go get your husband.
因为这个妇人的确要求主耶稣说，我也要得这个活水。
Because the Samaritan woman did want to get the true help from him.
但是你有一个问题没有解决。
But there's one problem that she did not resolve yet.
主耶稣说，在你的生命中有隐藏的罪恶。
In your life you have hidden sin.
你曾经跟这么多的男人发生不正常的关系。
You had quite a few husbands in your life.
那你今天还是在这个关系的里面。
You're still in this thing today.
你还是活在这个黑暗的里面。
You're still living in the darkness.
在你的里面有一些东西成为这个活水泉源的拦阻。
That is the obstruction for you to get the living water.
所以主耶稣的话就是光。
So Jesus' words are really the light.
而且他跟这个妇人谈论这件事情的时候，是满了那个温柔跟怜悯。
And he was discussing this with the woman. He was full of mercy.
所以我们的主就对着他的这种的病症，主耶稣就开了一个药方。
So Jesus was really pinpoint and focusing on her issue and give her the solution.
主耶稣对妇人说：“妇人，你先不要避开这个问题，谈到这个敬拜的事。”
So Jesus said, "Woman, do not avoid your own issue and switch to worship topic."
主耶稣这么走，主耶稣说：“妇人，你当信我，立刻就把他抓回来。”
You need to believe in me.
你这件事情不解决，你不要谈到敬拜。
Let's focus on this issue to get a resolve first.
所以主说：“妇人，你当信我。”
So he said, "Woman, you need to believe."
这个就是那个药方。
That is the prescription.
我们知道说，当一个人信主耶稣的时候，他必然是一种的悔改跟接受。
So when a person truly believes in Jesus, the response is to repent.
彼得曾经告诉那个啊，在主耶稣那个五旬节之后，五旬节那一天，彼得讲了一篇道。彼得说：“你们要悔改。”
So on the day of the Pentecost, Peter was preaching, and he said, "We do need to repent."
才能够领受所应许的圣灵。
Then we can get the life.
所以当主耶稣说：“妇人，你当信我的时候，这个就是一个拯救的方法。”
So when Jesus said to the woman, "You do need to believe in me," that is the first step.
这个才是主耶稣他说我要给你活水的那一个秘诀。
So that is the secret for you to get my living water.
好，罪人只要投身且全，诗歌是这么唱的，八十首诗歌八十首，罪人只要投身且全，力去全能。罪孽，就是那首有首诗歌，就是罪人只要投在这个血的泉源里面，他的罪迹全部都要过去，都没有了。
I think there's a hymn in the book that he's mentioning. A sinner gets dipped in the living water, working to be cleansed.
叫你去全能罪孽，你去全能罪孽。罪人只要投身此圈，你去全能罪孽。这个妇人正在经历。
So when we come to the spring, our dirt in our life will be removed.
而且这个活泉是你不要付代价的。
And that the spring is free to us.
这个诗歌也说，求主使我进十架，医治活水无代价。
So the hymn says, "Lord, come help me to be closer to the cross, so I can get the spring."
那那首诗歌进求读进入时间那首说说到我们还是来到他活水的泉源的里面。
Now, getting close to the cross is really coming closer to the spring.
你愿意喝这活水的泉源吗？
Do you want to take the spring?
主说你当信我。
You should believe in me.
对不信还今天还没有相信耶稣基督的人，主耶稣就在这个时候告诉你，你当信我。
So if we are not a believer, we should turn to be a believer.
不，这个活水的泉源不需要你付任何的代价。
The spring of water is free.
是我白白的给你。
It's just given to us freely.
倘若落在属灵的死亡的弟兄姐妹们
，If we are dead in our spirit,
主耶稣还是一样的方法，你当信我。
Jesus has the same solution to us, believe.
倘若有隐藏的罪恶
，If we have any sin,
但愿主的光今天照着我们。
The light will shed on us.
除去我们生命中一切拦阻我们得活泉的那一些的事物。
It's going to remove all the obstacles that's going to keep us from getting the spring.
那既然我们今天已经得到了活泉了
，So we have got the spring of water.
那么喝到这个活水之后，那个喝活水的意义到底是什么
？So what's the significance to have the living water?
我们知道。我们这个人还是常常以我自己为中心。
We are still in our flesh.
我只要我有活水泉源，那我就喜乐满足，哈利路亚，赞美主。
If we have the living water, do we just hallelujah every day?
喝活泉的意义，它的意义呢是在于能够达到敬拜。
So the meaning of the living water is truly to worship Him.
喝活水是我得到的。
So to have the water is what I gain.
敬拜是父所要得到的。
To worship is what our Father wants.
倘若这个活水它是属活水留在我们里面，然后就不会再流出去，那可能很快就变成石那个一股的石井。
So if the inflow comes into us, but it does not outflow, it's going to become dead.
主说信我的主耶稣说那个我所赐的水要在他里头怎么样子成为那个泉源。
So Jesus really wants the spring from Him to be a source of life in us.
然后这个泉源是一直涌到永生。
So it's going to spring up to our eternal life.
就是说这水进到我们里面之后，它会一直往上涌，一直涌到上帝的面前。
So really it's like the dynamics of the inflow is going to grow and you're going to see that.
会一直涌到他的宝座。
And it's going to be forever until to the eternal throne.
这也就是为什么我们要敬拜他，敬拜神。
That is why we do need to worship.
特别当主撒玛利亚妇人跟这个主耶稣谈到这个敬拜的事情的时候，他说：“地点也好，耶路撒冷、撒玛利亚，我这不管了。但是主耶稣就是强调一个点，他说：你们拜父，特别强调父亲。”
So when Jesus was discussing the worship with the Samaritan woman, he was focusing on to worship the Father.
他不是说你们拜神，他是说你们拜父。
He was not just saying worship the God, but Father.
我们知道，如果提到神的时候，我们常常感觉很远啊。
Sometimes when we talk about God, we feel the distance from Him.
但是当他提到父的时候，就不远了。
But when we see the word of Father, He's so close to us.
父跟我们的关系，那就是一种何等有恩典的那种宣告呢
？The Father is the grace.
敬拜的对象是父，所以呢，他是把人跟神之间的关系呢，把它正确的点明了。
So we worship to our Father. That's the right relationship.
神成为人的父，是因为人接受了神儿子的生命。
God becomes a Father because we have taken the life from His Son.
我们得到活泉。儿女享受父爱。
We got the spring and we enjoy His love.
我们敬拜他，父神得着享受。
We worship Him on our Father truly pleased.
所以呢，你看说这个圣灵的水流啊，它是把永远的生命流淌到我们里面来。
So the spring of the water is truly to give us the ongoing inflow into us.
所以它这个活水在我们里面，它就会产生一种敬拜的催促。
So the inflow is going to urge our worship in us.
我们就能够来到主的面前，我们把赞美、把敬拜、把我们全人都奉献给他。
That's going to drive us to come to Him and give Him our worship.
保罗在罗马书第十三章那里告诉我们。
Paul in Rome at 13.
哦，那不是告诉保罗里面有个叹息，有个赞美。哦，他说：“深哉神丰富的智慧和知识。
”Holy the wisdom from Him.
谁知道主的心？谁做过他的谋士？
Who knows our father's heart?
谁是先给了他，后来使他偿还呢？
Who gave him first and he would give back?
原来万有都是本于他，依靠他，最后怎么样？要归于他。
Everything was from him and belonged to him.
活水是本于他的，他流到我们里面，那么我们依靠他活着，但是也要归给他。
The spring water is from him. We got that. We need to give the spring back to him.
一切都是恩典，一切都是恩典。
Everything is based on the grace.
主说，那真正拜父的，要用心灵和诚实来拜他。
Whoever who truly worship our Father is to worship with spirit and truth.
我们知道说，我们心灵是指着我们的灵，哈，是接受过活水生命而复苏复活的灵。
So our soul wakened after we get the spring.
那么，诚实。是指特别是注重真理。
So honesty or truth are really similar.
也是指明我们的态度。
It is also points what attitude we should be holding.
这句话也那个心灵和诚实敬拜也其实也被人家用，也可能被误用。
Maybe different interpretations about to worship with spirit and truth.
有的时候，你看见有一些肢体。他很长时间没参加聚会。
And we may have members in us who haven't joined fellowship for a while.
当你去告诉他说，哎，要回到教会过教会肢体教会生活来敬拜神。
So we go and invite them back.
他会说，我心里有主。
He might say, I have hesitation.
敬拜不是说不注重在地点吗？不注重耶路撒冷，也不注重撒玛利亚，任何地方都可以敬拜。
To worship, you can worship everywhere.
那么星期天或者主日或者其他的聚会，我心里有主就可以了。
So it sounds fine. I have Lord in my heart, and it doesn't matter where I am.
那你去听当然也对。
Sounds right.
你如果来我心中没主，那也不行。
If you come here but Lord is not in your heart, that's true, also not right.
但是，很长时间你就看见说，当一直这样子的话，你就看见说。怎么说我也只能说，就是说他这样子的话，那个没有一个怎么说，没有一个对的态度。
However, we surely can tell that attitude is not right.
因为你不参加教会敬拜的话，长时间不参加聚会生活的话，你那种的态度已经说明你里面真实的情形。
Because if you have not joined the congregation to worship together, it truly means the water has been turned off.
敬拜它有里面的那个内容。
So worship, it truly will reflect what we have inside.
但是也有我们外面的看得见的，那些外在的也都存在。
But people can also see what we reflect from outside.
所以它是里外都是全楼都是向神敬拜的。
So inside and outside both worship to Father.
你的灵向着神是对的，但是你的魂、你的身体都要伏在神的面前。
So our soul towards the Lord is right, but everything should reconcile and echo in the same.
你不能说我心在，反正我心在主在我心，我也在主里，主也在我心里面了。然后我的外面的发表都让人家看不见。
It doesn't make good sense. Your heart is not with Lord, is with Lord, but our external behavior does not echo that.
这个没有，这个那个是没有失去的那什么，很可怕是失去那个见证。
We're losing the testament to people around us.
我们敬拜神，用心灵和诚实，灵里面的许多时候，我们灵里面有感动，那么能够借着我们赞美、祷告，把它能够把那个感动发表出来。
Because when we worship with spirit and truth, we have the touchment inspiration from him, and we outflow that to worship.
但是需要有真理来配合。
But we have to be accompanied by the truth.
倘若都是生命的感动，都是生命的感动的话，你如果没有真理来束腰的话，那可能这个敬拜就变成松散了。
If we only get touched by Lord, but we don't have the principle or the truth, it may get deviated.
你可以说你有这个感觉，他也说有这个感觉，大家都说是生命的感觉，那整个就是松散的。
So if we feel the life in a different way, but not really based on the principle, it may have diverse version that may not be quite correct.
所以呢，他主耶稣这里特别强调，我们敬拜乃是在灵跟真的里面。
That is why Jesus emphasized that the worship should be to worship in spirit and truth.
我们知道说没有生命他是不会敬拜的。
If there's no life, there will be no worship.
有生命的人也要按着真理 来敬拜。
But if we get life, we still need to worship in spirit and truth.
这样，你看见说父就得着他所要得着的。
And our Father got what He wants.
我很感谢主，今天敏慧的弟兄开始宣召的时候用那两节经文。
I'm grateful for the leading verses in the beginning of today.
我相信这个主的感动是一致的。
Yeah, we have the same spirit.
他一开始就告诉我们，我们的主耶稣基督他是道路、真理、生命。
It says our Father is the true spirit.
我们若不借着他，就没有办法来到父面前。
Without him, we cannot come to the Father.
我们只是借着他来认识我们的父。
With him, we know our Father more.
那么，我们主耶稣也告诉我们说，从今以后，你们认识他，并且已经看见他。
Jesus said, "From now on, you see him, and you see him better."
感谢赞美主。
Praise Lord.
在快结束以前，再做一点点的小结。
Before we conclude, here's some summary.
这个活水，喝活水的意义哈，在我们上，在我们的里面呢，那叫我们得着生命的时候，我们里面呢能够得着丰盛，得到满足，那么也有我们活着的意义，也有活着的目的，也有活着的解释。
Yeah, the true meaning to have the spring is it truly gives us the abundance and the fullness in us, so that we can feel the true meaning of our life.
这样的生命在我们的里面，它必定会产生两种情形。
There will be two effects from the life in us.
一面活水流到我们的里面的时候，使我们里面能够产生敬拜。
One side we're going to worship.
这个敬拜就是活水向着神。
The worship is to from the spring to our Father.
我拣选他做我的世界，就是基督做我的世界。
I choose him to be my world.
拣选他做我的生命。
I choose Christ to be my life.
我拣选他做我的喜乐，做我的主。
I choose Christ to be my Lord and my pleasure.
我要敬拜他。
I worship him.
那么第二方面
，The other side，
这个活水它也会流向世人。
The water will outflow as well.
就好像这个撒玛利亚妇人一样，她把水罐子丢在那里的时候，向人传说，说现在我们看见了，我们听见了。
Just like the Samaritan woman, she dropped her jar and she went to teach other people by drawing the water.
她告诉撒玛利亚这城里面的人说：“你们来看。”
She went to the city and she said, "Come and see."
有一个人他身上有光。
There is a man, he has light with him.
他的光能够叫我说把我素来所行的都把它指明出来。
His light corrected me.
在这里一个人他有生命。
This man has life.
结果你看见说撒玛利亚这个妇人以前是说我们知道生命以前之前说生命是在她里头现在这个生命是在撒玛利亚妇人里头
So we can tell from the Samaritan woman that the life was in him but now she outflowed her life to other people
结果她就能够把这个活水就能够也能够从她身上流出去
She passed on the spring from her to other people around her
那么把我们所得的活水的泉源流入的时候也把人引到生命的活泉。
So when we outflow the spring, we take people to Jesus.
主耶稣把他带到生命的活泉，他也要把人引到主耶稣的生命的活泉。
So Jesus takes her to the spring, and then she turns around and takes other people to the spring.
这也就是应验了圣经有一句话，爱神也爱人。
This fills the saying in the Bible: love Lord, love people.
愿主恩待我们。
May Lord give us grace.
我想我的信息今天就停留在这里。
I'm going to conclude here today.
好，我们低头一点祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主啊，你是完全的。
Lord, you're complete.
只有你能够做那完全的工作。
Only you can do the complete work.
把你那生命中的完全，主啊，赐给我们。
To give the complete frame of life to us.
主啊，倘若我们落在黑暗里
oh, Lord, if we're in darkness,
求你光照我们
give us the light.
主啊，我们愿意来就近你的自己
well, we need to come close to you.
主啊，但愿这活水的泉源能够永远流淌在我们的里面
oh, Lord, flow the living water in us forever.
我们不愿意因着我们悖逆不顺从 拦阻圣灵在我们身上的水流。
We do not want to obstruct the spring.
主啊，但愿你能够自由在我们里面，能够流淌你自己的生命。
Lord, have your spring in us freely.
叫我们一面把敬拜归给你。
We worship you.
一面把你的爱带给世人。
We also take your love to
other people. 我们自己到来到这生命的活泉，也要把人引到生命的活泉。
We come to the spring.
主，这个工作。
To the spring.
主啊，只有你自己能做。
Lord, do the work.
愿你的旨意行在我们身上。也是如同行在天上，祷告奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.